How much have you heard about the hit since last Wednesday?
My Facebook blew up over there. I had friends and family tell me they made their day. But at the same time, I want to send out my condolences to the Hawaii quarterback.
It was a clean hit. I mean, it's just football, right?
Yeah, it seemed like it was a clean hit. He said it too, but still, you know, you'll never want to see anybody, no matter who they are, go out that type of way.
Do you worry about, because y'all play an aggressive style of defense, you can't worry about the penalties, but yet it seems like if you hit somebody too hard, they're going to throw the flag now.
Not really. I mean, if you don't play aggressive, that's really going to take away from your style of defense. Well, most teams' style of defense, you got to play aggressive. You know, you got to try to play smart at the same time. You can't just go out there and throw your head in. But, you know, we try to make some hard tackles and, you know, violent hits. But at the same time, you know, with these safety rules and stuff, try to play within the rules.
How much confidence does it give you guys holding one of the best offenses in the country to no touchdowns?
It gives us a lot of confidence, especially since that's the best team, or one of the best teams in passing, which we really kind of fell short in last year. So it was a big boost in all areas, from D-line to linebackers to corners to safeties. It was just a big confidence boost that when we do our stuff right, that we can stop any type of style of offense, passing and run.
What do you expect this week from a Nevada team that ran for almost 560 yards last week?
I expect physical play. I expect nothing but physical play. I expect they're going to try to run the ball down our throat like they did UNLV and just keep pounding it. Well, we got to come back and play just as physical and not more physical.
If you could describe for us what it's like to play against a quarterback like this, like Coach said, he doesn't look that fast, but when he takes off, he starts putting some yards between him and the defenders.
I remember him from last year. He kind of surprised me. You know, his legs, they be moving, but you know, he's so tall, 6'6", I think, he just take no ground, kind of like a Vince Young type runner. He had a little shakes on him, but he's also a pretty good passer because I think we stopped him pretty primarily on that run, but then they went to the air and he showed that he also had a good arm on him too.
Have you guys talked about how important it is? I mean, we all know how important it is. You know how it is, but how important it is to follow up last week's success without, you know, lack of a better term, wetting the bed out there in Atlanta?
Yeah, we definitely talk about how important this is, that we definitely need to establish ourselves in the WAC, not just be, you know, a one-game team or a home team, that we need to continue our success throughout wherever we go, whoever we play. And this is another stepping stone.
What does it say about the program getting to play in front of the national audience back-to-back week?
That means a lot to us, especially getting our name out there. Because to tell you the truth, I didn't really hear it take till like when I got recruited. Now that they've been able to see that other people out there can actually know it, nationally be known, that's definitely going to help our recruiting and helping people know that there's also another school in Louisiana besides LSU.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Notes, by the way, Hawaii had -7 rushing yards. First time Tech on the opponent's negative rushing yards since 1982.
That was my grandson's goal. I was like,